Hey everyone, thank you for joining my podcast today, wherever you are listening from. This is my very first one, so I'm excited to get started and tell y'all a little bit about Wine to Water and even a story to follow. So for those of you who don't know about Wine to Water, it is a nonprofit organization here in Boone, North Carolina. And if you've never heard about Boone, North Carolina, it is home to the Blue Ridge Mountains and so much more. But Boone, North Carolina is the home of the founder, Doc Henley, and he started Wine to Water with a mission to create clean water for communities that don't have access to it. And he wanted to mix this with creating, serving drinks to other people, but getting good out of it. So hence the name Wine to Water. Unfortunately, because Wine to Water is in such high demand, I couldn't snag anyone directly to interview for this episode, but I'm hoping that the next episode I'll have the opportunity to do so. For this episode, I'd like to tell you about why I picked Wine to Water and why it is so important to take interest in nonprofit, especially in times where everyone is focused on the mass production of corporate places and organizations, and no one's really focused on the small part of what makes a community really a community. Or I think people look at nonprofit as like charity work, and it isn't, and it is all in a sense of like, it's what you're donating your time to and your interest to, not only funds, but really investing in the story and why it is what it is. So for this episode, I'd like to tell you about why I picked Wine to Water, why it isn't so important to take interest in organizations like Wine to Water, and to share the stories of all the people who have been helped by Wine to Water. What does clean water mean to you? Do you ever think about it? I have a hard time drinking certain types of water because I think they taste funny, or at least I did have a hard time. So for the longest time I lived in this apartment, the water would come out white and like foggy. And for the longest time I would go and buy distilled water, or I would bring water bottles home, and all my roommates would ridicule me and say, "You're just bougie and you can't drink regular water," and like made me feel stuck up, which there was a sense of truth to that. However, I didn't connect that there are people who don't have any clean water. And like, yes, the water I had at my apartment wasn't awful. There was obviously something in it for it to have like a white film to it, but it was still drinkable and it wasn't doing any harm to me in the long run. And there are places and communities all over the world where they don't have access to clean water. And I didn't realize how privileged I was until I got connected with this organization to have access to clean water, to have access to water bottles at a grocery store or clean water at a restaurant. We don't realize how fortunate we are until we see someone in need. And like, how sad is that? Like, we never appreciate what we have right off the bat. We usually have to learn the lesson, or we like lose it. Like, you know the saying, you don't know what you have until it's gone. In this case, Wine to Water's mission is to create pure clean water for communities that don't have access to it. So one of their quotes is, "Supporting life and dignity for all through the power of clean water." That is like one of their mottos, like what they truly believe. And like, how important is water in our everyday life? Like, our bodies are made up of half of water. And like, if we don't give our bodies water, then like, how are we supposed to live or do things? Like, think about it. If you work out, you can't work out without drinking water. Or even in school, like, kids get thirsty. Like, it's hard to focus when you're thirsty. And everything contrary to water, like coffee dehydrates you. Like, there are different things that people drink instead of water to quench their thirst, when in reality, like, water is the only thing that can rejuvenate your body long term. So, clean water. Like, how crazy is that that we don't think about it? We don't think about the water we brush our teeth with, or like the water we order at a restaurant. Is it clean? Is it not? We don't have to. Like, we're not put in a situation where we're like, oh, this isn't clean water. Like, but yet we complain if our water isn't cold enough, if it's not seltzer water, if it doesn't have a straw in it. Like, we are so conditioned to be ungrateful for such simple things, when in reality, there are communities like in Nepal and Dominican Republic and Colombia and East Africa, and even in the United States. Like, these are places that Wine to Water has gone and helped and created filters for the water, for their communities. And so a testimony to Wine to Water works not only community but all around the world. On their Instagram, they shared an impact Wine to Water had for women in social justice. And the post said, "Water is social justice. Determined to improve their situation, the women and community came together with Wine to Water's guidance, support, and training on All Women Water User Committee, WC, was established as the executive body to plan and implement, manage a water project in their community. Since women are the primary users of water, their representation on the WC is critical. WW sets up WCs with no less than 50% women members. The leader of the Bangeta WC, Dharma Dami, envisions the life-changing impact and opportunities clean water will bring." And Dharma commented, "Water is the most essential component of our life. It brings good health and prosperity as it helps us grow crops and vegetables." How crazy is that, that we can be a part of an organization that empowers women and communities to like help feed their families and each other just by having clean water to help? And it is so essential. Like, we bathe with water, we brush our teeth with water, we cook with water, we drink water. And imagine not having access to any clean water. Each of their posts on social media has shown impact to lives they're di shown impact to lives they're directly affecting. Another successful project was in January on International Water Day. And this post was really cool. It has a picture of all the school children in Tanzania. And the post read, "Happy International Day of Education. Clean water makes a huge difference for education opportunities. When children have access to clean water, they no longer spend their days suffering from stomach illness or traveling long distance to collect water. We are so excited to connect some of our students here in the high country with a group of students in Tanzania later this week through our Waters for School program. Thank you, Filters, FOSS LLC, for sponsoring this event. It would let If you would like to be a part of this, one of these conversations in the future, please fill out a form in the bio." So it's really cool because they will take people from the high country, which is Mbun, and there's so many ways to get involved where you can go on trips and help make these things happen, help be a part of these posts, these stories given on social media. It's just amazing how we take for granted water and how clean it is, and how easy the majority of Americans have it. Okay, you guys, I don't think I have to convince you based on those testimonies that Wine to Water is doing things to change our world. Just by creating innovative ways for people all over the world to just have clean water, it is such a simple mission with so much heart behind it. And there's so many ways they get the community here in Boone involved. When I stand back and look at this organization and the impact, and even the clout it has, anywhere you go, you can mention Wine to Water here in Boone, and people automatically know what it is. And like, what even a testimony to that organization to have that reputation that people know what they're doing and know the good that's coming from it. But how many of us do anything to get involved in organizations like this or even donate? As I end this podcast, I want to create a call to action. May this not just be a nonprofit where we smile and say, yeah, they do great work. May we become the people that take initiative about organizations like this, or even other organizations that do so much good. Like, don't you want to be a part of the good like I do? Like, maybe if we are less concerned with petty things and rather focus on the simple and how people don't have simple things, and like we have simple things and we take it for granted or we complain about it, when in reality, the simple act of having clean water is such like a gift. I want to be good at helping create clean water on a team like Wine to Water, or even help donate to it. For more information on Wine to Water, you can check out their website, www.winetowater.org/ourwork. And if you're interested in donating, there is a place on their website for donations. I hope as I close out this podcast, y'all feel an inspiration to help change, to help be the change and help change things, whether that be in your community in a small sense or in a big sense of wanting to get involved in organizations that change the world. It can make someone else's life a little bit more simple and even help impact your own life. So thank you guys so much. And I hope you'll look into Wine to Water. Again, if you want to check out their website, it is www.winetowater.org/ourwork.